Welcome, comrades, to this May Day rally. We gather as just one of the many millions rallying around the world today to advance the struggle of workers. My name is Davey Heller, and I'm a member of the Red Anti-Imperialist Collective, and I'm the MC of today's rally. Our first speaker is Tasneem from the Freeing Palestine Coalition, and Tasneem was involved also in the NTU for Palestine. She's played a leading role in organising both mass rallies and worker union actions against the genocide in Gaza. Please welcome Tasneem.
Hello everyone. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay my respect to elders past and present. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. I'd like to acknowledge the workers' movement as well, and that of course includes Indigenous resistance, because Indigenous people around the world are the underclass of society, are the ones who've been placed at the bottom, and from the bottom that is where revolution begins and that is where victory will be afforded. So I want to repeat that chant. There is only one solution. There is only one solution. And of course, that chant is from the chant, One Solution, Revolution. So this is what we speak about when we're commemorating and marking May Day as an anti-imperialist war. This is a time of anti-imperialism. There are many, many fronts of war being launched by the imperialists, facing an asymmetrical battle of existence by peoples who are subjugated, who are fighting for their lives. And that is something that workers of the world relate to, because when we say we are the side of life, we're the teachers, we're the nurses, we're the hospital workers, that is what we're fighting for. And we shouldn't see any division between us and the people under the bombs. The people under the bombs are the ones fighting for life. And so any discussion about the role of the labor movement needs to begin there. Who are we and what are we fighting for? Often the struggle is diminished and demonized as the antagonistic side, right? As the side that is bringing violence. But that is not our understanding of struggle. What we understand is to end violence, we need to fight back and we need to defeat the imperialists. We need to defend ourselves, defend our hospitals, defend our schools, speak the truth, defend our media. And I'm proud to be of a people, the people of Gaza, the people of Palestine, who demonstrate that to the whole world. And that is something that I honor, as I honor May Day as well. When we talk about May Day, we're talking about welfare. We're talking about free healthcare. We're talking about free education. That is our side, and there's no equivocation about it. What is the other side, though? And what kind of world do they offer to us? The Trumps, the fascists, those who are celebrating Ben Roberts, celebrating war criminals who are trying to evade even the slightest bit of accountability. And it's not that John Howard will be held accountable for war crimes. It's not like the United States and the United Kingdom will be held accountable for any of the devastation, the millions of lives, the blood on their hands. And yet even the prosecution of one soldier can ignite so much fragility and so much claim to innocence from the side of the warmongers. So we know who we are, though we stand for struggle, and there's no equivocation about it. Though we stand for resistance, we are the side of life. We are the side of hope. We are the side that will build a future on that premise. So here's to that, and free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Iran.
Free, free Iran.
Free, free Iran.
Free, free Lebanon.
Free, free
Lebanon.
Free, free
Lebanon.
Free,
free Sudan.
Free, free Sudan.
Free, free Sudan.
Free, free Congo.
Free, free Free, free Congo.
Free, free Congo.
Freedom to all oppressed people, freedom to all workers exploited and whose wages are stolen. Freedom to the indigenous peoples of this land. Thank you.
I'd like to welcome to the stage. It's Jonathan Sherlock from Solidarity and from the Teachers for Palestine and a union militant. Welcome.
The same system raining death on Iran, Lebanon and Palestine is the system driving up fuel and food prices all over the world for workers and pushing the global south towards famine. That's why we need to fight to break Labor's support for US imperialism. We demand to break the US alliance, cancel the AUKUS agreement and close Pine Gap and any other US bases on Australian soil. But we also need to bring the fight into our unions and workplaces to take on the main enemy, Australia's homegrown capitalism. Taking the fight to Albanese also means taking up the fight to the Victorian ALP government. Australia's support for Israel goes hand in hand with their imperialist strategy of being a reliable ally to the USA so that Australia can rely on the backing of the USA in its own projection of power, particularly into the Pacific. This motivates the Victorian government to repress school staff who bring Palestine into the classroom and into our workplaces. The Victorian government is responsible for suspending students, giving directives to stand down staff, removing kafirs and telling teachers not to talk about Palestine to students, which, by the way, is a ridiculous demand, especially when the Victorian curriculum explicitly contains politics as part of the humanities. And perhaps more importantly, Palestinian students and staff are in our schools and their families are in Gaza and the West Bank, and they need our support in our workplaces not to be silenced. Soon after 7th October 2023 and the Al-Aqsa flood, school staff who support Palestine got together to form Teachers and School Staff for Palestine. And I want to emphasise we are no heroes, we were terrified. We were wondering about the pressure the government would put on us to not speak out, that we would be slammed for shoving our political views down students' throats. So we had to be clear. We needed to be a union group, members of the Australian Education Union or the Independent Education Union. This meant we sought union protection for speaking out and also that we would commit to talking to fellow union members, building our movement because there is safety in numbers and power in our union movement. We found many sympathetic fellow AAU members and started passing motions in workplaces and at regional meetings where members and delegates from across workplaces come together to network. We talked to the AAU leadership about the AAU explicitly supporting Palestine. Initially, the AAU leadership resisted our calls, protesting that they were getting heat from both sides, by which we took to mean that the ALP was pressuring them because the AAU leadership are all ALP members. But the weekly rallies, the grassroots workplace motions and discussions with colleagues built a habit of activism among a small core group of activists. We got used to arguing about the connection between the genocide in Palestine and our local communities, from our Palestinian students and staff who are directly affected through to Australia building a war budget through cuts to essential services. After building a grassroots movement in this way, we were determined to take a resolution to Branch Conference, the sovereign body of the Australian Education Union. We carried the day on the conference floor, and the official AAU position became support of Palestine and against the genocide. AAU staff told activists that it was a breath of fresh air, bringing debate confidently and in a comradely manner into the heart of the union, giving our conference life again. This in turn gave more protection for activists to speak out and had the almost immediate effect of getting the Department of Education to withdraw its objection to school staff wearing kafirs in solidarity with Palestine. This means when we started campaigning for a new agreement recently. There were many activists who were networked and ready to campaign, to strike. The last agreement was put to a vote with no industrial action at all. It was a disaster, with thousands of AAU members resigning. But members have now joined the AAU again in record numbers since the strike was announced. In fact, it has been the largest growth by the AAU in its history, and perhaps of any union in Australia's history. Teachers who started as activists for Palestine are now campaigning for a better agreement and for a better education system in this state. Now, we need to be clear about something. The 35% pay rise we are asking for over 3 years is not an ambit claim. This is a wage claim that we see as a minimum to make up for the heavy losses of pay in real terms over the last agreement. The Labor government has decided to play dirty, announcing an offer of 28% over 4 years via a leak from the minister's office. This was designed to make teachers look ungrateful to the Victorian public. They got the Herald Sun headlines they wanted, but no one else is listening. While pay is centrally important to our new agreement, it is also about reforming Victorian education so that we have conditions where teachers are not burning out. We need smaller class sizes, more planning time, paid lunch breaks for our support staff. Instead, the Victorian government is pushing a workload index scheme that is complex and not transparent, while spending money on getting arms and submarine programs into school to prep schools students for serving in the military. Sorry, this fight for a pay rise that makes real gains against inflation is taking place in the context of rising oil and fuel prices, that is in turn raising the prices of everything. This has been caused by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz by the USA's attack on Iran, which Australia backs through the provision of a spy plane and intelligence via Pine Gap. So in fighting the Victorian government, working hand in hand with the Australian government, we have to take on the imperialism inherent in Australian capitalism. Every fight is now connected to the fight against Australian imperialism. The school staff fight for a pay rise, for proper funding for our schools, connected. The fight for a properly funded NDIS that serves human need, not corporate greed, connected. The fight for aged care places, for domestic violence services, for hospital and public health, all connected. They are all connected to the fight against spending billions of dollars on weapons so that a few rich capitalists can protect their power. At the end of the day, as teachers and school staff on strike, we are not just demanding pay and conditions, we are asking the question of what our education system should really look like. Should it remain a place where our most vulnerable students are placed on a school-to-prison pipeline? Should it be a place where Palestinian voices are repressed while imperialist voices are amplified? We believe it is one where we get the time to spend with our students, treating them with respect and patience, which we then get in return, and that we have the planning time to think strategically about how best to teach them. The US empire is in decline. As workers, we can build in our workplace a struggle for a new society. We have a world to win. Thank you.
I'm going to introduce Izzy from Lasnet to say a few words.
Hello, everyone. My name is Isidro. I am part of the Latin American Solidarity Network. I'm here standing in global solidarity because I'm not from here, I'm not from there, and we're all a little bit from everywhere at all. We're all a little bit from everywhere and not and from nowhere at all. Our struggle is common across borders. And like Comrade Abbas just said, the Greater Israel Project is expanding on its borders. Right now, it's affecting also my people in South America, in Chile, in Ecuador, in Argentina. They are jailing indigenous leaders without a fair trial. The leader of the Pueblo Kitukara was recently arrested just 3 weeks ago with no crime, no conviction. They just disappeared him. It would be a dishonor to not mention my country, Ecuador. Right now, Ecuador has been affected by the Zionist lobby as well. Our president is a gringo. Our president of the assembly is training the IDF. Our minister of foreign relations is dual citizen Israeli, and our president of the Defense Forces is also dual citizen Israeli. They are dispossessing all the people in the Amazon and in the Andes, ancestral communes that have existed before we even had a name for something like communism. They are trying to take away not only the natural resources, but the spirit of the land. That's why I make a call to all the collectives present to align with the indigenous struggle. Because although most leftists are atheists or don't believe in a higher power, we are here welcome to this country. This country, in one way or another, has embraced us. That's why Aboriginal leaders, the first thing they do is a welcome to country. You've all been welcome here to fight for this country. In my country, we call nature Pachamama, Mother Nature. And I tell you, your mother is calling. It's being pillaged and raped by the global capital elite, and we cannot let that happen. If you are here standing, you know what you need to do. You know what your beliefs are, and you know you're not alone. In the coming years, the war against the people will get more violent because poverty is violence. We see this war with every hiking price of groceries and fuel. Even those who call themselves privileged are suffering, for this war is against everyone. In my country, we call everyone, we say that everyone is a neighbor because we're all neighbors. Some are close to us, some others are far away. But meet your neighbors. Talk to them. Ask if they need help. You never know what they are going through. You never know what a willing eye or a willing ear can change the life of someone. And we need to stand with each other. Together we stand, divided we fall. I'm just going to end this with a chant. First in English, then in Spanish. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. Hasta la victoria siempre. Until victory forever.